Amen. Hallelujah. What a great choir. Praise the Lord. We have a wonderful choir, and I just praise the Lord for the honor and the privilege to be with you folks today and share my testimony. You know the Master. You know the Messiah. He's the one who touched me. Have you ever been touched by the living God? I tell you, I want to tell you my testimony. You know, I was a Samaritan. The Jews always thought they were better than us. My father was a Jew, but my mother was a Syrian. We were a mixed race. And my mother and father, they were always looking forward to have the Messiah come and solve all their problems. I was brought up believing in God. I was brought up with the Torah, the Old Testament law. I studied that. And I remember at my bar mitzvah, how I was praised for being so thankful and grateful. My mother and father always taught me, thank God, to be grateful, to honor your mother and father. Oh, I remember studying the Torah, memorizing the words of Moses. What a privilege to have the living word of God and to study it. I grew up in Samaria, as most young boys in the area, and we played and we had such a great time. And you know, we ate a lot of fish because the Sea of Galilee. Do you know in the Sea of Galilee that there are 22 different species of fish in the Sea of Galilee? And my dad, he would take all the different fish and he would smoke them. And we would enjoy fish all year round. Well, as I grew up, I knew this beautiful girl. And she also had a Jewish father and a Syrian mother. And so she was mixed race, just like me. And we got along so well together. Our families were friends. And Miriam and I, we liked each other from when we were small. So as I was getting older, you know, in our society, our parents arranged our marriages. So I asked Mom, I said, Mom, could you ask Dad to see if he would arrange for me and Miriam that we could get married? And so Mom was such a great mom. She talked to my dad, and my dad made the arrangements, and we were able to be married. What a privilege to know that God was looking after me. So Miriam and I were married with a great celebration. In our first year of marriage, we had a little bundle of joy. And I love the scriptures. And the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth had Naomi in there. So that's the name I gave our little daughter. Naomi. And we were so happy, Miriam and I. What a privilege to have this gift of life to bring up for God. I loved her so much. For years, we waited to, to have times together. We enjoyed family times. Why, I remember when little Naomi was bad. You know, I believed in spanking. I believed in doing that to correct them. And it was good. In fact, when I gave little Naomi my first spanking, I said, now you say, thank you, Daddy, I needed that. And so she did that. Oh, it was so good. In those days, we enjoyed life so much. Little Naomi would come up on my knee and give me a hug and say, Daddy, I love you. What a precious time to have children that love their parents. And so I was a carpenter. And Naomi loved coming into my shop. And we would work together from when she was small. Miriam would bring lunches to my shop. And so in that time, Naomi many times would pretend we're having a picnic with our lunch. And so we enjoyed life. It was so beautiful. She was such a great carver. And as she developed her talents, pretty soon people in town were asking her to make bowls and make different articles of furniture. And our life was full. Our life was full with the joy of the Lord. I had a beautiful wife. I had a sweet daughter. I had a good home. And we had a good living. We were living in peace with happiness. God was so good to me. But then one day I came home from the market, and there was a rash on my arm. And Miriam got some salve and put it on my rash. And the next day when I got up, my hairs were white around there, and I knew this is serious. And I said, Miriam, I have to go see the priest, because the law tells us that you need to see the priest when you think you might have leprosy. And so I went with terror in my heart, and Miriam and Naomi were crying, and I said, don't worry, God's in control. God's going to look after everything. Well, I went to see the priest, and Rabbi Shmuel looked at my arm, and he said, we have to isolate you for 7 days. And he wrapped up my rash, and he put me in the little room that they had in the synagogues there for such cases. And so for 7 days, I was in that room, and I was praying my heart out, praying for Miriam, praying for Naomi, and praying that I did not have leprosy. And I prayed 7 days. Those were long days, being isolated like that. During those days, I noticed more spots coming out on my legs and my arms. And then time came, I went to see Rabbi Shmuel. And when I went to see him, he took the wrapper, the bandage off of my arm, and the white went way down deep, and the flesh was ripped, was open. It was starting to decay. And he said, he jumped away and he said, unclean, unclean, get out of here. And I knew terror filled my heart. I knew I had leprosy and I had to go to the leper colony. I knew that my life that was so peaceful and so beautiful was gone. I knew I was separated from my dear wife and child. And so I came to tell them, and they were sitting outside, and I hollered, I have to go to the leper colony. And they came running. And I said, unclean, unclean. I have to go. I'll see you. Naomi, look after Mom. And so I went to the leper colony. Oh, there was terror in my heart. I don't know if you know what it's like to be separated from your family. I couldn't hold my wife anymore. I couldn't hug my daughter anymore. I couldn't work at my shop. I wouldn't be able to have family time anymore. I was separated from my family because of the curse of leprosy. And so, as I was going, my heart felt like it was being ripped out of me. I had to leave my wife and child, and they were in agony, and they were wailing and crying. You know, leprosy is just like sin. Leprosy causes separation. Sin causes separation, and sin causes pain. Oh, what a terrible experience to know that you had leprosy. And I was going there, and as I went into the colony, I met some of my old business acquaintances that had leprosy as well, and a few friends. And we had 10. We got together in the colony, and we would share our dreams. What a privilege to share with friends. And so I was telling them how, what a life I had, and now it's all gone. And as I'm in the colony, we're sharing our stories. And then someone heard the story of this man, Jesus. And he told us the story of the man, Jesus, who came and into the city of Samaria. And he met Jezebel. And Jezebel, I knew Jezebel. She lived in my town. Jezebel went through husbands like fishermen go through bait. She had six husbands, and the one she was living with wasn't her husband. But we heard that she met Jesus, and Jesus had an impact on her life. And so we wondered, what happened? What kind of man is this Jesus that they were talking about, where Jezebel was telling everybody about this Messiah? Then we heard another story about a leper being healed. Can you believe that? The story of a leper being healed, and we were lepers. And to know that this Jesus came and touched the leper and healed. You know, we never heard of leprosy being healed except for way back in Elijah's time. How that Naaman went to see the prophet and he told him, go wash yourself in the river. And he was healed. But never since the time of Elijah were lepers healed. Well, it's amazing. It is amazing how stories came into the leper colony. We heard about the leper being healed, and then we heard another story about an adulteress, a woman that was caught in adultery, and they went to see Jesus, and they brought the woman that was caught in adultery, and they told us how Jesus dealt with those Pharisees. You know, adultery is a sin, yes, and it's terrible. But those that commit adultery and then point their finger at others, that's a double sin. Jesus didn't like hypocrites. And Jesus condemned those that were hypocrites, that were religious leaders, supposed to be leaders in Israel. Jesus was a man that I liked. As I heard these stories, I said, this is a good man. This is not one of the scribes and Pharisees. And then we heard about the paralytic that was healed. And Jesus said to the paralytic, son, thy sins be forgiven. And that caused a big uproar. To think that a man could tell other men that their sins were forgiven. And so we can, in the colony, we debated and went around and around talking about Jesus being able to forgive sins. And we had many debates, many arguments, but then we heard of the greatest miracle that Jesus did. You know, Lazarus, who died, he was in the grave for 4 days. He was in the grave. And Jesus stood outside and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came out of the grave. Have you ever heard of that? Where a dead man who's wrapped in cloth and he's in the grave. And Jesus Christ said, Lazarus, come forth. I said to the boys, I said, hey, we got to go see this Jesus. This leprosy is going to be gone if we could see Jesus. If we could go and find this master, I know he would touch us. I know he would heal us. I know that. And so finally I convinced them. And we got out of the leper colony. And we heard that he was between Samaria and Galilee. And so we started walking, looking for this Jesus of Nazareth. And we came, and there he was. And we said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus, have mercy on us. And so he heard us. He heard us and he looked at us. We lepers were standing there, all our skin rotten, decaying. And Jesus said, go show yourself to the priests. And so we turned and we listened to him. He said, go show yourself to the priest. And we went to see Rabbi Shmuel. And as we were going, we all felt a warm tingling in our body. And I looked at my arms. And my arms were healing right in front of me. The flesh was coming back. There was a healing that was there. And it was awesome to know that I was being healed. And we jumped and we shouted and we hollered and we danced. And we were so amazed that our flesh was healed. We were normal. And it was so good. And the guys, they all took off running to see their families. But being trained the way I was as a youngster, I went back to the master. And I fell on my face before Jesus and I praised him and gave him the glory because he had healed me. And Jesus said, were there not 10? Where are the 9? He had such a sad look on his face. But I knew that he deserved glory and honor. He was a different man than any man. He was a man who could heal. And I praised him. And you know what he did? He grabbed my hand and he lifted me up. And he said, your faith has made you whole. Go on your way. Hallelujah. What a Savior. He's so compassionate and so loving. After going to Rabbi Shmuel, I was pronounced clean. Do you know what it's like when you're condemned and wherever you go, you have to say unclean, unclean, and then you're healed, 100% healed. Hallelujah. I was excited. I knew that my flesh was healed and I wasn't under the curse of leprosy anymore. What a privilege to know that healing that comes from the Master. How good it feels. Well, I came home and Miriam was waiting for and Naomi was waiting for me and they hugged me and they hugged on me. We had such a beautiful time. It felt like my heart was going to burst because I was so full of the joy of the Lord, so full of knowing the healing power of the Messiah. And how good it feels to be loved. Then as time passed and I was enjoying my time together with the family, I heard that this Messiah, this Jesus, was crucified. The Pharisees and the Roman soldiers hung him on the cross. To think that man, that holy man, that good man, who brought healing to me, hung on the cross. I wondered, how could it be? Why would the religious leaders crucify Jesus Christ? He was so compassionate and he did so many good things. Well, I thought maybe it's because of their hypocrisy. The Pharisees were hypocrites. They were religious, but they didn't honor God. I heard also when Jesus was being crucified and he was hanging on the cross and the sky turned black, I heard that Ben-Hur's mother and daughter were coming out of the same colony, leper colony I was in, because they heard about how Jesus healed me. And they were coming out to see Jesus. There he was on the cross. And they thought, oh, we'd never be healed now. But as they came and they looked to Jesus on the cross, their faces started to turn to real flesh. The rotten flesh was disappearing. And they were being healed as Christ hung on the cross. He is the Messiah. He is the living God. He is the healer. He is awesome. He is the one who is truly the Messiah. Miriam, Naomi, and I have chosen to follow the Messiah. We have chosen to surrender our lives to him because we know he's the living God. He died and he rose again and he's coming back. And what a Savior. You know, I was in sorrow, but now I'm in happiness. I was sick and now I'm healed. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was dead, but now I'm alive. I was buried, but now I'm risen. I was a sinner, but now I'm a saint. Hallelujah. I love God so much. Now that I've met my Master and my Savior, He's changed my life forever. Question I have for you folks, do you know the Savior? Have you met the Master? I'm telling you, He can give you peace with God. He can give you joy in your heart. And He can give you a new life. He will give you a new purpose when you surrender to Him. He can heal you, for He truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.